I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to Dirtbag Baseball Talk here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Great to be back with you this week. Nolan and myself in the studio as always. And hey, it's going to be a great show. Tons to talk about with the draft, the home run derby, the All-Star game itself. I don't even know if we'll have time to get going with the trades and our thoughts on that coming up now that the Midsummer Classic is over. But if we don't, it doesn't really matter because fantastic week. I think everything was a success. I know the only thing that I had heard, and Nolan will share his thoughts during the show if it's anything different, but really just the uniforms again was about the only thing that I heard bad or people didn't like during the last 3-4 days of festivities. Just the whole atmosphere was the way it's supposed to be, and just a great setting. So we're going to talk all about it and get going with it for sure. So, but before we get there, we do have our ongoing Win Reality virtual hitting series going on right now. This morning we released episode 2 with a professional player from France, Chris Boutron, and his experience. The Win Reality device. So go to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Make sure you watch that one. It's another good episode, and we're just going to keep them coming with you. And that, I believe the next one will be Nolan and Braden, myself, actually talking about it. We've been playing around with the devices ourselves and getting used to it, and just blown away by it, to be quite honest with you, when you get your hands into it and working with it. So we're going to be talking about that as well. But in the meantime, hey, if you want to get that Dirtbag swag, you want to get the college play. But make sure you head over to our online store at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We have it all right there for you. And hey, keep sending in your questions for the curtain call. Sending in your questions if you just want to talk to Nolan about catching or hitting or pitching, myself on the throwing side of things. You know, that's what we love to do. But either way, whether we'll get to talking to you one-on-one or through the curtain call here on an episode, we'll get it answered for sure. So, and be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And hey, you know what? We do it for you. We can't do it without you. So stay with us. Stay with us because we love doing it and we love the way you're supporting us. And wherever you are, we're just glad you're having a great time doing it and getting dirty all the time. So we're going to be right back here after the break and we're going to get going with it.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Ah, right.
Right now, Staples comp books and number 2 pencils are just 50 cents each. Plus, 2 pocket paper folders are only 25 cents each. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why we're introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why we're introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and hey, let's not fool around, Noel. And it's been a jam-packed four days or whatever, and stuff like that. Starting off with the draft. So, hey, what's your thoughts?
So obviously, we start out with the draft. Bit of a shocker at number one, Jackson Holliday, son of Matt Holliday. I mean, we talked about it last week a bit. Obviously, there was a lot of hype behind both him and Drew Jones. One of them was going to go number one. One of them was going to go number two, basically. Ends up being Jackson Holliday, number one overall.
Yeah. I mean, is it because the Orioles had Cedric Mullins there? You know, I hate, and that's nothing to slouch about in the center field category, is it? I mean, and the guy's a stud, and he's going to be a stud there for a few years. There's no question about it. But I'd love to be inside their war room and just was it? I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah,
the decision.
Yeah. I mean, I heard them talking about it a little bit, and they're basically saying his comp right now is Bobby Witt, which kind of surprises me. I think over time he's going to fill out and look like his dad a lot more. Like, because Bobby Witt, I mean, Bobby Witt's a pretty skinny kid, and I can't really see him profiling to be 225, 230, all muscle by the time it's all said and done. Like his dad was. I think Matt was 240 during his playing days, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, I mean, Jackson Holliday, he seems like he's got a great left-handed stick. You can't really fault the Baltimore Orioles for going in that direction. I mean, one way or the other, they were getting their favorite player in the draft, and they didn't have to worry about anybody taking one of them in front of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your top three, well, top two guys for sure and stuff like that. And it's a good first round. There's a lot of really interesting picks in that first round and stuff like that. Obviously the Kumar one, that's a huge one that people are talking about. He's back in the field with Texas Rangers, and of course Vanderbilt teammate Leiter, you know, reconnected.
The Vandy boys.
Obviously, yeah, I mean, time will tell on that one. I mean, it's, again, there's probably a ton of us just like you and me, and they're probably sitting there going, geez, how do you take that guy when the Mets had to put him back out to pasture, almost, if you will, after the physical last year, right? But again, we just don't know enough of the details, the true details, right? So I hope that Texas has done their due diligence and done the work. But, you know, are we being nervous because of last year?
I think the one thing Texas had going for them was that they could sign him for under the slot value. So they were weighing the pros and cons of signing a high school kid who they would probably have to overpay, or a college guy who might not have the same level of excellence as Kumar Rocker obviously did throughout college. And, I mean, Kumar's got that year of professional experience under his belt as well. So that's nothing to slouch at. So, I mean, to me, I think it's a no-brainer. Obviously, last year, the talk was about him possibly going number one overall. So, I mean, a year later, he still goes number three overall. I think a lot of people are going to blow it out of proportion just because of the New York Mets thing. But in reality, I mean, it's a great signing. I love the draft pick, especially because Texas, I mean, they're getting their bulldog pitchers. Let's be honest, between the two picks these past 2 years of Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker this year, those are two guys you don't want to see every 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, I think he hit the nail on the head. I assume he's got to have a bit of a chip on his shoulder, right? He's got to be a little bit fired up, but would have to sit out for a year and not get that pro experience until this year. You know what? It could turn out to be phenomenal for the Texas Rangers. Absolutely. So, but a lot of big time potential picks or whatever. And I look at the Yankees with their first pick, I think what, down the 27 hole and stuff like that. Another Vanderbilt kid, another 6'7", you know, what is it? Spencer Jones. And, you know, hey, they've got two of them, right? They've got some experience with those guys. You know, you look at Stanton, you look at Judge. So you have to, I guess you're probably pretty comfortable if you're Brian Cashman going ahead and saying, hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and take a run at another 6'7". The guy profiles well. He's going to be a tremendously strong. He's probably a better pro player than he was a college player. So just a lot of intriguing first-round picks or whatever and stuff like that. It's a good field. I was impressed with it. But overall, what did you think of the atmosphere? I think for me personally, I just thought it was what a great setting for any of those young players, the future players of baseball, hopefully those future players of the baseball, to be able to have that hands-on experience living right in L.A., right on the primetime stage with all those veteran players not too far off in the distance, too. I just thought it was a great setting for me. What were your inside thoughts? And I know we haven't talked about it even.
Yeah, I mean, no, the MLB, they put on a great show. Obviously, they did everything above board. I mean, in terms of, I think this was the first in-person draft, like outdoors is what they were saying. I think they killed it, honestly. I mean, the whole thing, they did the red carpet, the everybody showing dressed up. It kind of looked like the NFL draft to an extent. Obviously not with the magnitude of the fans or anything like that surrounding it, like the same as the NFL does, but just in terms of everything that they did for the MLB, I thought that this was bar none the best draft that they've ever put on.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm right there with you on that. I really just felt good about it. It was almost like the way it's supposed to be, right? It took them forever to get there. And absolutely, why would you not want to showcase and showcase the future? And again, we know in baseball, it's so different than football and so different than basketball as well. And hockey, I guess, as well. And the fact that there really isn't a guarantee of a number one pick always making your major league roster. Or definitely not making necessarily the team that drafted him roster, right? So it is a unique beast, baseball, which I think if you're a baseball people, you get it. But if you're not a baseball fan and you watched it for the first time, you probably didn't appreciate it the same. Because, well, the bottom line is baseball is completely different on coming through the minor leagues and making the pro game than any other sport. It's unique to itself, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. There's tons of steps that you need to take in order to become a major league player. At the end of the day, I mean, whether you're a pitcher or a hitter, obviously it's getting more acclimated to guys throwing 90 plus miles an hour. And then it's acclimating again to learning how to hit the off-speed pitches. Where in high school, I mean, like a lot of these kids are getting drafted straight out of high school. How many kids are throwing a legitimate 90 plus miles an hour on a consistent basis? Not a lot, right? So, of course, they got to start them out at rookie ball, single A ball, start them at the ground level and work their way up from there. And even that, like you said, I mean, there's what, two, three number one overall picks that are in the Hall of Fame now. Like, yeah. even that isn't like number one overall is not a guarantee that that player is going to be a superstar with your franchise. So, I mean, heck, there's tons of crapshoots out there. You look at Mike Piazza, I'm pretty sure he's the lowest guy of all time, like in terms of being drafted to make it into the Hall of Fame, because he was what? He was 60th round or something like that. So you can find you can find guys at the bottom of the barrel, and they'll end up being your best player. And you can absolutely bust on a number one overall pick. Like, it's a total crapshoot, but you hope your scouting department has done the right things. And you know that, okay, you got to develop the kid in a proper way and let them come up to the majors at a time that they are prepared for it. Because even that, I heard, it was interesting. I heard at the start of the year, they were talking to a former Toronto Blue Jay. Gosh, I'm drawing a blank on his name. Left-handed hitter, Travis Schneider. Former first-round pick of the Jays back, and I want to say it was 2006, 2007. Made it up to the bigs in 2008 or 2009 at the back end of the year. Ends up having a real good finish to that season. He's thinking, okay, I'm guaranteed to make the team. Comes up the next year, makes the opening day roster, and absolutely sucks for the first month. And he was like, once I got demoted, I didn't know how to readjust my swing and take my time. I just didn't accept the fact that I was rushed through the minor leagues, got up to the majors, failed at the major leagues, and couldn't figure out how to get back up to the major leagues again. So that's why I'm saying it's all about patience with these kids. You got to let them develop. You got to let them go at their own pace. Take your time with it. Trust the process.
It's a slow-moving sport with explosive activities within the sport that is mentally daunting. No question. But hats off to the next generation. Hopefully they pan out. Hey, we'll be right back here after the break, and we're going to get going with the home run competition, Dirtbag. So stay tuned.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you.
Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags. Hey, just like we talked about before the break, it's time to get after the home run derby. And where do you start, Nolan? I guess, I mean, obviously, you got to start with the sentimentals, the Schwarber, the Pujols, and we'll just work our way down. It's as simple as that, man. What a pleasure it was. Just excitement for me personally to be able to sit there and say, you know what, I've always liked Schwarber. There's something about him that I gravitate to as a person or whatever, and that coming back after that, you know, catastrophic knee injury or whatever, and that, and coming back and being MVP and the World Series and just exploding through that postseason or whatever, but just seems like a salt of the earth guy too or whatever and things like that. And just great. I love seeing it. That was him going against Pujols. And I just love the way that whole thing panned out and worked out. And the fact that they had to go an extra round and hey, let's be honest, give the fans as much Albert and give the worldwide audience as much Albert Pujols as we can, as long as we can. Cause I'll tell you what, I loved it. He looked good to me swinging that bat. He did not look out of place.
Yeah, I mean, Albert's Albert. He's a pro. He knows what he was doing. He's been in the Derby 5 times, obviously, now. Like, this was his 5th time. I was just happy to see that he held up for all 3 minutes in both rounds. Like, I didn't know how he was going to do. I thought, you know what, he's going to get tired. And, I mean, clearly, it showed a couple of times when he was just taking pitches. But at the same time, I think that was just a smart move by him. He's like, hey, listen, like, I know I don't have the youth on my side anymore. Obviously, I can't be swinging a bat for 3 minutes straight at full intensity. I mean, the only downfall with Albert being in it is you didn't get to see those majestic home runs. Like, there wasn't any, yeah. I think, over 415 feet. But end of the day, you know what? It's Albert Pujols. The moment when all the players went out on the field, surrounded him after his first round, when everybody was under the assumption, well, he's going to be done after this 30-second bonus, so we'll give him his round of applause. Yeah. And then Schwarber ends up choking. I think there's an asterisk beside Schwarber choking. I think, like you said, he might have wink, wink, nudge, nudge, let him win just to move him on to the second round. But at the same time, I mean, I strongly don't think that Schwarber did it intentionally. Like, I just think that there was so much pressure.
We'll never know.
I just think that there was so much pressure on Schwarber. But, I mean, another thing that I want to add, I just can't believe that both of us were wrong on our picks.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, hey, I didn't expect Julio to go off and light it up like he lit it up. I can be honest about that one. Soto, can I see him winning it? Absolutely. With stuff. Rodriguez, I'll be honest, he just surprised me or whatever. Now, but like, back to your point of Albert not being youthful, obviously, or whatever, and that, you could definitely see the wear and tear on Rodriguez by the time he got against Soto. You saw him running out of steam late in that round. Oh. And I mean,
well, when you're putting up
70 home runs.
Yeah, you set the record for first time in the Derby history that there had been 230 home run rounds by the same guy. So, I mean, you got to give kudos to him in that. 32 and 31, like that
That's
was impressive.
Ridiculous.
If you're Corey Seager, you're going in there in the first round. You watch him hit first. He hits 32. You're just like, okay, I guess pressure's on. Then Pete Alonso, he does it to Pete Alonso too, and you're just like, okay, pressure's on. And Pete Alonso, honestly, I thought that he would have 32 in the tank. Like, being completely honest with you, just seeing him and knowing that he's got the confidence and swagger, I'm like, holy, okay, J-Rod just, he put on a show. And I mean, it's even good when you see guys like Ken Griffey Jr. Obviously, He's out there on the top step. He's taking the pictures and everything like that. During the broadcast, they already got talking about it. They're like, well, next year it's up in Seattle. So you can bet Julio Rodriguez is doing it again. And I really hope he does it again next year.
Yeah, he will. I mean, those young guys or whatever, and that, they're full of pee and vinegar and excitement and energy. And, you know, we'll be talking about Alex Manoah in the mic'd up section, I'm sure, during the last section of this show as well, you know, in the All-Star game itself. But, you know, those guys are electrifying. They're fun. They're so exciting to have and be a part of that. Absolutely. I mean, I picked the polar bear. There's no question. Everybody that listened last week, I picked him. And I'd still pick him again or whatever now. He just locks in. I love the story of him working out between rounds or before the rounds. Think him and his pitcher have a sink, you know. But you know it. You've been there in BP and even just hacking it around when you're having fun with your teammates and buddies and you're trying to go yard. And like you said, all of a sudden somebody sets the table and, you know, at your level or whatever, back at my level at the time, you know, six or seven or whatever in a round of BP or whatever. And that was like, okay, that was huge. But all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, I think I can beat that. But then you know what it's like when you swing and miss a few times, it's like it just gets in your head and it takes you. And you try to calm down, you try to get back in the rhythm and the tempo. And sometimes last year you saw it happen a few times where players took the time out and then they got into the rhythm and they just started rolling. But there was also Colorado air as well. I hate to say that, but that's reality. You know, but the bottom line is, you know, yeah, hey, he two rounds, 30 plus bombs, dude, that. I don't think any of us really fathom how much energy goes into 63 home runs over two rounds. That's ridiculous, man.
When you gotta assume there's probably, what, 80 pitches in those 3 minutes, give or take, and he's hitting 30-plus bombs. And even the way, like, the thing that I can't fathom is how his pitcher's arm didn't fall off and how he stayed as locked in as he did. Like, I don't know if you saw this or not, but his feet weren't even moving. His shoulders were square to J-Rod the entire time. And it was literally all just arm, and it was almost the exact same spot over and over again. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, bro, my arm would fall off if I was doing this.
I'm over in France coaching and developing baseball players this summer and that. So Nolan and I are doing this. Nolan's in the studio back home and I'm on the phone. So we haven't really talked about this. This is the first time we're talking about the show either, the derby even. And yes, the uniqueness of how Julio Rodriguez's batting practice pitcher threw was ridiculous. He didn't even stride. He just kind of stood there and catapulted the ball. But you're right, Nolan. He was so locked in, so consistent. It was just like that ball. That's uncanny. I've never seen a batting practice pitcher be able to do what he did. And like you said, not only do it, but over what? 9 minutes. Well, 9+ minutes because he had bonus rounds every time.
Yeah, 10 minutes. 10.5 minutes, I guess. Yeah, because the last one, I don't think he got a full minute. I think it was just 2.5 minutes. But either way, yeah, no, it was still crazy.
Insane, man. Insane. So, but then again, now, so let's go over to Soto. And I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, again, it's like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You take it for granted, or Fernando Tatis or whatever and stuff like that. You take it for granted. There's Rodriguez coming up, and you're like, oh, my God, 21 years old, and look at what he's doing, and da-da-da-da. And then you go over to Soto, and you sit there, and you think, oh, my God, this guy's like a seasoned veteran, for God's sakes. He's, what, 23 years old? He's been doing it 4 years already.
Yeah, I mean, Soto's just a different breed. Like, his swing is so beautiful.
He's a beast.
I'm actually very surprised Rafael Devers wasn't in the home run derby over Jose Ramirez. Like, Jose Ramirez, to me, should not be in the home run derby just because he's not that prolific home run hitter. Like, he runs into home runs, don't get me wrong. He's putting up great numbers, very good player, obviously MVP caliber. just to me, he's not the home run derby type.
No, no, his swing doesn't project that way, even though he hits a ton of home runs and stuff like that. I think good for him because he's been so quiet, Matt, and I think probably even his agent probably said, you know what, you need to get out in the spotlight of a showcase like the All-Star game. Everybody knows you're an All-Star, but they need to know that you're an MVP caliber All-Star. So I wouldn't be surprised if his agents really pushed him to say, dude, you've got to do this because people need to know that, you know, yeah, Judge is having a great year. He's right there. He's going to be MVP right now. But the Cleveland Guardians are having a great year in the Central because of Jose Ramirez again. The Angels are going to be the Angels and Trout's going to be in the competition. You know, in the last week or whatever, he's been a little bit injured and stuff like that. But I think that's a big part of why Ramirez was in that home run derby this year, is to get him out there really on the big stage in front of everybody's eyes to say, hey, this is what this dude looks like.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely make that argument. Like we said, I mean, he's been perennially a top five MVP guy for, what, the past 3-4 years now? And, I mean, he's definitely not slowing down either. Like, he's just entering his prime years. Obviously, just signed the big extension. But, I mean, still, it's not a guy where I'm lining up to see him in a home run derby. Like, you line up those guys like Devers and Stanton, obviously, Judge. Those guys that really can drive the ball 440 feet on a consistent basis. Like, I'm paying the bucks to see that. Now, mind you, I mean, Ramirez still did his thing. He still had a great round. Just, I would have loved to have seen someone else.
Yeah, absolutely, and stuff. So that's our thoughts and opinions on the home run competition and stuff like that. It was a great one. So we'll be right back here after the break with the All-Star game itself. So stay tuned.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 10-count markers and 12-count colored pencils are just 99 cents each, and Staples one-subject notebooks are only 35 cents. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only, limit 30.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone, and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And before the break or whatever that, we were just wrapping up on Jose Ramirez and the home run derby and stuff like that. So, hey, you know what? We gave you our opinions. Send in your opinions to us. Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Send them in. We'd love to read it. Or on Facebook or Instagram at DirtbagBaseballNation. DM us on that. Send us in your thoughts on what you thought of the game, the draft, the home run derby, the whole thing, man. We'd love to hear about it and that and get your opinions on it because, hey, to us, you know, or for me personally, other than the uniforms again, they didn't really ring a bell with me, but whatever. I mean, that's a pretty small thing in the grand scheme of things. I thought the overall event was huge and stuff. So, but now it's time to get talking about the game. And you know, Nolan, what was some of your highlights? What were your takeaways from the game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Paul Goldschmidt continues to look like an MVP guy. He absolutely tattooed that first ball. But the play right before Goldschmidt comes up, Andrés Giménez. I mean, there's guys that I still don't think out there know who he is. Second baseman for the Cleveland Guardians. Catches a ball up the middle on a Manny Machado ground ball. Flips it behind his back to Tim Anderson coming across the field. And he literally hit him just above the just above his head. Like, it was an incredible play. They turn two, and then, yeah, Goldschmidt ends up hitting he hits the home run, which, I mean, made it a 2-0 game at that point. Then Giancarlo Stanton and Byron Buxton go back-to-back in, what was that, the fourth inning or something like that? Like,
yep.
It was crazy watching it, too. Because Buxton's ball, I mean, that's a ball that you have no business getting to. It was top of the letters, almost at his neck, and he squares up a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and he hit it. Oh, God, probably 430 feet or something like that. I didn't see what StatCast said on it, but he absolutely tattooed that ball. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton, you watch it in slow-mo, you see how much the ball actually compacts on his bat. Like, it looks like a rubber ball just literally squeezing in and turning into nothing, like mush. And then it just jumps off his bat, of course. But, I mean, overall, yeah, I thought it was a good game. Obviously, it's not the same as what it's been in years past. Like, I mean, I really wish that they brought back the winner of the All-Star game host the World Series. I thought that was the greatest thing of all time back when they did it. Added so much more importance to the All-Star game itself, so then that way it was actual, like, a true All-Star game. Like, you're getting the best of the best, and everybody's competing to try and win. It's not just out there trying to make some money or trying to raise your fame, trying to raise your status, whatever you want to call it nowadays. Back then, it was actually important, and it determined who was the World Series favorite at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to have that debate, right? Maybe people are going to be on each side of the spectrum on the ledger with that. Whoever's in favor, whoever's not, how do you decide who's playing for it, who isn't? And I mean, within the game, you know. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one for me or whatever. And that I like either way or whatever and stuff like that. As long as the players keep it baseball and keep it relative and keep it respectful, if you will. And really where I'm going with it is Alex Manoah being mic'd up on the show and stuff like that and having fun with, you know, John Smoltz up there in the booth, the Fox booth. And you know, hey, what would you throw him right here, John? And, you know, hey, little backdoor slider, and he busted off the back foot right after he's got two strikeouts and stuff. And you know, then he ends up hitting McNeil right in the front foot, you know. And those things are priceless. Those things you're just never going to get I don't even know how to say it. Like, it seemed like they were just having fun with it, but man, the intensity, the competitiveness of it, to be able to come right back with Manoah and strike out Acuña. Like, it was fun and it was jovial, but yet there was compete there as well. So you're right. It's for me, as long as they can keep that game going that way, or Otani right off the bat against Kershaw, right? First pitch, I'm going full swing, base hit. Boom. And then it happens. And then sure enough, Kershaw, little tit for tat, and hey, there's a little pickoff for you. And I mean, hey, great to see Kershaw still being able to pick off the way he can. And you know, I hope a lot of youth players that were out there watching, or youth coaches even, stuff like that, we're talking about exactly what you're talking about, Nolan. It's a fun atmosphere, but even in fun, it's all about competing. That's why those guys are all-stars. Those guys are all-stars to me because they compete right now in 2022 or 2021 or any other year. They get to be an all-star at a level that the rest of the league just doesn't get to compete at, or just isn't competing at. I don't know. That's just my feeling. What else stood out to you, Nolan? What else was big? I know the Goldschmidt with you being the Cardinals and stuff like that was big. I know the Pujols with the home run competition and stuff like that. But I don't know what else. Alejandro Kirk, great moment at the first of it for me with Fernando Valenzuela doing the opening pinch. Little Mexican duo, little history. Just a lot of really good stories to me. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. That's all I can say.
So me, the one story that I think will stand out the most is we are less than 2 weeks away from the MLB trade deadline. Juan Soto just turned down a 15-year, $440 million extension. You can bet players were trying to say, hey, listen, Juan, we want you here. We need you here, yada, yada, yada. To top off the matters, Washington Nationals don't even get him a charter flight. He had to fly. I don't even know how he got there. I didn't hear anything besides they didn't offer him a charter flight. I don't think they paid for his flight. I don't think they did a dang thing for him. So you can tell the writing's on the wall there. Hey, listen, we offered you a 15-year, $440 million contract. Scott Boras came out this week. He said it's technically a ghost contract because they don't have a new ownership yet, and that's kind of the discussions going on right now is the sale of the Washington Nationals. So they were a little bit hesitant there. But when you hear that, you can bet in 15 days or however many days away it is from the trade deadline, Juan Soto's name will be on the move. And I don't know where it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean,
I know Santiago Espinal, he said this during the All-Star game. He was like, yeah, he'll look good in blue. Meaning he's going to look good in Blue Jays. I can't see the Jays making that move, but
there's just no chance. There's just no chance. Because I don't know what you have to give up for him. That's one of those weird stats combination of values that, you know, I can't even wrap my head around what has to go in a package for him. And when you turn down $450 million, I don't care. You say it's a ghost contract or ghost offer, whatever you want. But you know what? In fairness to Washington, the Lerner family that owns them now, they've invested well. They've invested well in the Washington Nationals. Yeah, it's easy to sit there and say, yeah, we lost Bryce Harper or whatever else. But they've invested well. Steven Strasburg hasn't worked out at all, or nearly to the potential of what, the $180 million or whatever it is. Yes, he's got the World Series. Yes, he's got the MVP in the World Series, but that's it. He's been crickets since. yes, they got Zimmerman at good contracts, good deals and stuff like that. All those years, Ryan Zimmerman, I'm talking about Mr. Washington, Mr. National. But at the end of the day, they've invested well. They've drafted well, but they've also invested well. So for him to turn that down and just as easy as being able to say, you know, well, a ghost contract, for me, that doesn't fly. That's just one of those things where you want to be the first $500 million man. And I'm not saying he's not worth it. But on the other side of it, who is worth it? Where does it stop? Seriously, where does it stop?
Well, you know,
$500 million.
You know who would have been worth it if he didn't sign after year one? Wander Franco. If he played out, let's just say 4 or 5 years of his contract, like of his rookie contract, got past all the arbitration stuff, going into his last year arbitration, I bet you he would have signed close to a $500 million deal. Just based off everything that we've heard and seen from the guy. Like I don't think that would have been a stretch. I don't know if there will be a player in the next 10 years that signs a $500 million contract. Cause like you said, it's 15 years.
And I just don't know how they do it, Nolan.
No,
I just don't. I mean, dirtbags. Yeah. You know, like we talk about the injuries. We talk about it, you know what? And I get it. If you're a New York Yankee, a Boston Red Sox, an LA Dodger, or even nobody with a marquee name, you're going to probably, at the minimum, break even by signing those guys. You'll break even. Obviously, if you're those big dog teams, you'll make money on those signings, on the sheer volume of it. But somewhere along the line, at the second half of those careers, you're going to just do what everybody else does. And potentially before that, with the injuries that you see happen all the time now, with players across the board, right?
Well, I mean,
if
you're a smart GM, you're front end loading that contract.
Yeah.
Like you're doing.
I don't know how you sit in the war room and convince me.
No, like if I'm handing out a 15-year, $500 million contract, I'm saying, okay, well, the first 10 years of that are going to be $420 million, let's just say. And then the last five are going to be $80 million.
Like, and absolutely, if he turns around and does the same second half of the season that he did last year after the All-Star break, and now he's won the Home Run Derby, I don't think winning the Home Run Derby does a thing for him. Yeah, it's a nice medallion, but I don't think it changes the temperature of who he is as a player in each individual organizations. Now, if he goes ahead and takes his 240 average and brings it up to 300 with 25 bombs and 75 RBIs. Wow. You know what? Now you got my attention. You did it back-to-back years. I'd like to see you do it for a whole season, but you've got my attention. And we'll talk about it more on a Dirtbag Show at the end of the year. But until that happens for me, it's not going to. Hey, we're just under a minute, Nolan. What do you got left for this year's 92nd All-Star?
No, I mean, it was a heck of an event. Obviously, Stan deserved MVP when you had a 2-run home run to tie back up the game. And then, obviously, just the way that he carries himself and everything like that, well-deserved.
Yeah, great for the Southern California boy, right? He grew up going to the stadium, watching the past perennial All-Stars and everything else. And he spoke highly of it and whatever, what the memories meant to him. So now he's a part of those memories personally for future generations as well. So great story all around. And like we said, I mean, great to see Kershaw starting for them and just a great All-Star game. So we hope you enjoyed it just as much as we did. And hey, we'll be right back with our final thoughts after this break.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back to the Final Five Sticker Bag. Nolan, you're rolling.
The Cubs, you pulled a fast one on us. Drafting Mason McGuire, son of Mark McGuire, in the eighth round of the draft this year. You can't do that. You just gotta let the McGuires stay in St. Louis. Don't make it across or interstate rivalry. I don't like that. Divisional rivalry.
I laughed so hard when I saw that.
It's terrible. Terrible for baseball. I don't like it at all. Get him off of the Cubs, get him on the Cardinals, right the ship.
Mine's a little different, and it's part of the Stand Up to Cancer that went on at the All-Star Game. And, you know, Ken Rosenthal and Dan Schulman giving a big shout-out to two Toronto Blue Jays, Buck Martinez and Jamie Campbell, both dealing and recovering, knock on wood and fingers crossed, to the cancer. So, just, all right. Dirtbags, hey, like I said, you know what? You need that Dirtbag swag or the college playbook, head on over to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Got it all right there for you. Be sure again to watch today's and next week's episode or subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We got the Win Reality series going on right now. It's a heck of a product. If you don't know about it or don't know much about it, dive in because we're going to have several series on about it from pro players to amateur players and try to get a really good educational, empowering videos to you. So Armed Forces Network listeners out there and that, can't thank you enough for what you do for us all worldwide and everybody else in the nation as well. keep promoting it, keep spreading it, keep being passionate about it. Don't ever waver, don't ever alter, don't ever be proud to have a dirtbag mindset, a dirtbag lifestyle, and a dirtbag brand. That's what it's all about. No, we hate it always, but it is that time of the week. It is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.